This is the Raptors Abroad podcast. Greetings and salutations, fellow Raptor freaks. This is the Raptors Abroad podcast, the podcast where your boy Sam, yours truly, sits here in London, UK, and breaks down every single Toronto Raptors basketball game the day after they're played. And today we are at game 50. That's right, I'm gonna say it like that, 50. Nice round number, 50 games into the season. And your Toronto Raptors, ladies and gentlemen, are sitting in second place in the Eastern Conference. Number one in the Atlantic, 33 wins, 16 losses. Coming down to earth a little bit, but still playing some decent basketball. Raptors coming off a terrible loss to the Milwaukee Bucks, in which they set all kinds of season low records. Don't want to talk about it. I did a whole podcast on it. If you want to hear about it, check out game 49. We're moving on. The Raptors are moving on to the Brooklyn Nets at 19-28. And one of those 28 losses came recently to the Raptors in overtime. A game in which Jarrett Jack set a new career high with 35 or 36, I can't remember. He went off. Absolutely owned the T-Raps, but it was not enough. Raptors blew a big lead late, but were able to come back and win it in OT. All right, and speaking of Jarrett Jack getting off, the Raptors' starting point guard, Kyle Lowry, who's also the starting point guard in the Eastern Conference All-Star game this year, or representing the Eastern Conference, he's been struggling, from what I can see. He's been able to break off for short bursts, but the thing we really enjoyed about Lowry was the consistency. And I mentioned Jack getting that career high because he's not the only guard, and not only guard, but the reason it's really been standing out is it's all been former Raptors. And I hate to use the word, but he's been getting punked by these guys. He really has. Jarrett Jack, as I mentioned, DJ Augustine with the Pistons about 7 or 8 games ago, he also dropped 35. For a new career high. And last game, against the Bucks, we had Jared Bayless. Yeah, you remember Jared. Jared Bayless, who didn't have a monster game shooting, but he did have a key basket late coming off of some good Deion Lowry, which forced a miss, and Bayless came down and kind of put the game away with a long jumper. And he also had 9 dimes. So Kyle, he's just having trouble containing these guys on the defensive end. And, getting a little exposed out there, and that's not what we're used to. So hoping that Kyle can get back into his all-star ways, and he did not waste any time trying to show us and trying to get himself back into it. So let's get into it. First quarter, 1 minute in, Lowry dribbles it down court, gets it into about the free throw line, and then goes into his patented spin move and turnaround fadeaway, and he gets nothing but net. Such a tough shot. He absolutely drains it. So great start there. And that, by the way, equaled his point total from last game. Lowry only had 2 last game. So nice start for the guard there. And he kept it going. 8:55 mark. Hits a little leaner from the right baseline. 8:27 mark. Lowry with the spin move in transition. Gets all the way to the rim for the layup. And with that, the Raptors up 6-5. So all 6 of those points to Kyle Lowry. However, all 5 of those points to former Raptor, Allen Anderson, although Lowry was not guarding AA, so I'm not putting it on him. But he definitely came to play at the ACC. 7:31 mark, Lowry still going, fakes the baseline jumper, and at the last second, drops to a cutting Amir, who was coming from the weak side baseline, and Amir able to just flip it over his shoulder for the easy layup. Really beautiful recognition from Lowry, and you've heard me talk about it before, but as a guy who played point and shooting guard, such a satisfying feeling to go up thinking that you're actually going to shoot, and then having the quick mind and reflexes to change your mind and whip a spot-on pass. And that's what Lowry did. So cool. So cool to watch. That always gets me fired up. But I think it also got the Nets fired up because they responded with a little 8-2 run. And with that, they took a 6-point lead. So not exactly what I was expecting to see after Lowry was just dominating, but Nets with some solid play. However, Amir, incredible how often this happens, 6'11 mark. Looking like this is his new favorite spot, Amir, the high right wing. Camped out 4-3, shot clock winding down, puts it up, and gets the extremely friendly roll. Took about two or three bounces before it went down, but he's got a soft touch. And guess what? That's 44% shooting on the season from Amir. So go ahead and take that, big man. So he drains it. Unfortunately, the celebration was incredibly short-lived because about 5 seconds later, the kid, the big ticket, KG, Kevin Garnett, answering with the and one layup. And by the way, let me just take a moment. For those of you who are too young to remember it, KG, he's in his 20th season now. I remember when he first busted out of high school, and that was his name, the kid. It's funny to think of KG as the kid now, but that's who he was. And every now and then you still see moments of the kid out there. He was super exciting to watch back in the day. Oh my god. One of the most exciting players ever, really. When he was properly doing his thing. If you don't believe me, look up some old Kevin Garnett highlights. Alright. So with that KG bucket, Nets back up 6, 17-11. 4:38 mark, JV looking huge on this play. Fakes a couple of shots. Plumlee guarding him. Is it Mason or Mike? Yeah, Mason Plumlee guarding him on the perimeter. Doesn't bite. No double comes. So JV decides to just put the ball on the floor. Takes a couple of dribbles. Backing him down. Still no double. So he just turns hard over his left shoulder. Gets all the way to the rim. Lays it in. Could have dunked it, but he lays it in. And gets the foul. Little boy JV. He steps up and makes it. Raptors down 3. 17-14. And that's when Coach Casey goes to the bench, and it's not Sweet Lou. He's calling T. Ross, the former starter, who still has not got his spot back from Grevis Vasquez. T. Ross, the first man off the bench. And boy, he did not waste any time getting into the game. 4:23 mark on the defensive end. Brook Lopez going up for a short jumper, but T. Ross is there to erase that from behind with a block. That leads to Kyle Lowry leading a fast break and dropping it to Amir Johnson. So Lowry not just scoring, he was dishing it well, beautifully as well. He drops it to Amir for the finger roll. And then T. Ross doing it on offense, 3:38 mark, from the left wing, off a nice feed from Kyle Lowry with the three ball. It's true, and the Raptors down, or up to 19-17. 18 seconds later, 3:20 mark, Jared Jack. Hoping to have another big game against his former squad. He tries to draw three free throws against Lowry with the pump fake. But Lowry doesn't bite enough. And Jacks up a wild shot. Which the Raptors scoop up. And that leads to Lowry going on the fast break for the open layup. So Kyle looking to get a little bit of revenge. 2:47 mark. DeMar DeRozan. And I've mentioned it before. This is his new pet play. Driving and kicking. What is not really something he used to do before. When DeMar got into the paint, he was jacking it. But now he's showing a little bit of poise, looking for his options, and he'll get into the paint, stop, even take an extra dribble before he whips it out to either the right or the left corner. In this case, it was the right corner, and it was Terrence Ross, again, with the sweet stroke, draining the three ball. And with that, folks, 13-0 run. So Raptors with the big response there, but Jared Jack deciding to get into this one. He ends the run, answering that with a three ball. So after that, the Raptors with a 4-point lead, 24-20. 2:10 mark, Amir Johnson, short baseline jumper. But Jared Jack starting to heat up. He answers that with a sweet running teardrop. And he was starting to get some penetration at that point. Jared Jack kind of looking like he was playing in open space, especially with that teardrop. He kind of looked around, took one or two steps, and then tossed it up real slow motion-like. It was not a good sign. 1:20 mark, T. Ross. Still hot. 17 feet. He pulls up. Nothing but net. And with that, the Raptors reestablish a 6-point lead, 28-22. The Raptors shooting 60%, and extra props to the boss, T. Ross. Since he came in, 17-5 run. So nice work by T. Ross, showing us that he still got the skills, even coming off the bench. And the Nets, just lucky they had Jared Jack, because without him to close out that quarter, they would be down double digits easy. Jared Jack really doing his team a favor by coming through there late, because the Raptors were looking to just step on this one and put it away in the first. But they did not. Second quarter, first couple of minutes, Nets start to chip away at it a little bit. And the 9:33 mark, boy, I was impressed. There was a young man on the Nets named Corey Jefferson. Haven't seen much of him, but dude, first of all, my eyebrows got raised a little bit just with the defensive rebound. He comes flying in for a defensive rebound. He looked like he was almost head height. Like he could have put back, thrown a nice two-handed putback dunk on the D-board. So I thought, huh, that guy can get up. So then gets down on offense and gets a big throwdown on Tupat. And you gotta see, this was in the highlight package. Pump fake, he's flat-footed, and then just explodes off of 2 feet, cocks it back, and throws it down, similar to the way Blake Griffin likes to do it, without actually really touching the rim. So dude is getting up there and looking down on it without taking any steps. Impressive. And just as I'm noting that, just 31 seconds later, 9:02 mark, loose ball in the paint. Again, Jefferson snatches it, flat-footed, just explodes up, and the ball is being dunked in about a half second. Dude is impressive. So his second dunk in 30 seconds, and with those, the Nets retake the lead, 32-31. So look out for Corey Jefferson. If that guy can put together some skills, I didn't really get to see if he could shoot, or it didn't really look like it, but if that guy can put together some skills, he definitely has the hops to do some damage. Wow, it'd be fun to play basketball if you were that guy. And he's tall, too. He's got to be a good 6'8". All right, so the Raptors, though, not super impressed. They snatched that lead right back. Tupat with a J. Raptors get a stop. Sweet Lou with a three ball. Raptors another stop. And then Vasquez with a three ball. 39-32 Raptors. Starting to rain a little bit from deep. 6:50 to go. All right, 4:07 mark we jump to. DeMar DeRozan, again, dribbling into the paint. Looking right, looking left. Decides left is the way to go. Kyle Lowry is camped out there. 4-3. Raptors down 6. 44, or sorry, Raptors up 6. 44-38. Again, looking like the Raptors have snatched momentum and are going to put this one away. But Joe Johnson, dude's got some game. And he got basically contained. I wouldn't say shut down, but he got contained in the Raptors' OT victory. And he was pretty quiet up until this point in the second quarter. And then he steps up, not with shooting, but a couple of really nice dimes by Joe Johnson, setting up his teammates. And then he also adds a jumper. Nets come all the way back. They take a one-point lead, 47-46, with 1 minute remaining. But the Raptors have the sauce in T. Ross. 42 seconds to go. Left wing. He drains a three ball. Raptors back up two. However, Joe Johnson able to draw a couple of free throws, which he drains. Score's tied at 49. And Joe Johnson's counterpart, DeMar DeRozan, who's been getting very little run in this podcast, shooting-wise, he makes a nice move, gets all the way to the rim with a driving layup with just 12 seconds to go. And with that, the Raptors scrape a two-point lead going into half. So again, another battle with the Nets after they took us to OT. I was hoping that the Raptors would have made some adjustments. We're back at the ACC. Figured we could make this one a little less stressful, but no. And particularly after coming off a nasty loss to the Bucks, I was just really hoping the Raptors could make this one a little bit easier on me. But no, we got a ball game. All right, so let's go to the third quarter. Hoping to see the Raptors continue to battle. But what did I see? Not a battle. First 6 minutes of the half, the Raptors with just 6 points. And after an Allen Anderson three ball and a Jarrett Jack driving floater, the Raptors, who were up 2, are down 6. And lucky to be down 6. The Nets could have been up double digits. So Raptors down 63-57. And pretty much all of that was Jarrett Jack just owning Kyle. Not as much on the defensive end. Kyle was still getting his assists in there. But on offense, oh my god, just blowing by him off the dribble every single time. It was incredible getting into the paint to either take a floater or set someone up. I mean, I don't know what's going on, but Kyle, he looked like he had cement in his shoes. He just was not moving his feet. Unbelievable. All right, 3:20 mark. Jarrett Jack continuing to run things. He plays a nice D on Kyle, forces Lowry to miss a jumper from the baseline. pushes it the other way, and then a nice dime, he sets up Joe Johnson, who hits a jumper, and the net lead is now 8, 67-59, starting to get a little scary. Next net possession, Jarrett Jack. Another nice play, dribbling and setting up Alan Anderson, who drains a long two ball. Double-digit lead now for the Nets, 69-59. Alright, Raptors get a little relief 19 seconds later from DeMar DeRozan, who answers with a spin move in the and-one layup. Finishes it, so the Raptors down 7, 69-62. Next Raptor possession, 2-pat. Little runner off glass. Makes it a 5-point game, but Joe Johnson comes right back and answers that with a 3-ball. And the Nets had so many answers in this game, it felt like every time the Raptors would start to push, they would come up with that big 3-ball. So Joe Johnson pulling the trigger on that one. And the Raptors, by the way, I was doing the math at that point, they needed to score, so with less than 2 minutes to go, they needed to score a bucket to avoid not having their worst scoring quarter of the season again. Remember in the previous game, they set it with they set their season mark with 14 points. Well, they only had 12 at that point. That's right, 12. No, sorry, 13. So they needed at least a bucket, a field goal, to get ahead. And luckily, they do, because T. Ross came to play. And just as I was noting it down, he answers that Joe Johnson 3-ball with a right wing 3-ball of his own. So lead back down to 5, 72-67. And the Raptors get a little bit more back, 48.4 seconds to go. Brook Lopez with the miss. Lowry the other way. He's got his head up, and somehow T. Ross gets miles ahead of the defense. Lowry, he took an extra dribble. He almost looked like he couldn't believe it before he tossed up the perfect alley-oop pass. And of course, the former dunk champ T. Ross knew exactly what to do with that ball. He goes up and finishes with two hands. Raptors down 3, 72-69. Feeling like they can come back and maybe even tie this one up or get it to 1-point deficit by the end of the quarter. But no. Former Raptor, Alan Anderson, 31.2 seconds left in the quarter. He answers that with a left corner 3-ball. Feeling like the wind is taken out of our sails, but the Raptors, we also have weapons. And just 5 seconds later, 2-pat is answering the Alan Anderson answer with his own 3-ball, also from the left corner. So Raptors down 3 now, 75-72. 3 seconds to go. Jarrett Jack able to get Lowry to leave his feet on the pump fake, though, and he draws a couple of free throws, splits the pair, and that pushes the lead for the Nets to 4, going into the fourth, 76-72. So come on, Raps. Do we have what it takes to battle these guys again? All right, so fourth quarter. Big moments to start. And sorry, Raptor fans, they go in the Nets' favor. 11-23 mark, 2-pat, uncharacteristic error, leaving his feet and fouling AA Alan Anderson, shooting a 3-ball. So Anderson goes to the line for 3 free throws. He makes them all, and with that, the lead is 7, 79-72. Next net possession, D. Will spots Alan. And by the way, D. Will comes off the bench now. Deron Williams, former All-Star, max money player, coming off the bench. What a luxury that must be. He spots Alan Anderson cutting on the left baseline, hits him perfectly, and AA goes up for the two-handed throwdown. 40 seconds later, 10-16 mark, Jarrett Jack with the pump fake. He's behind the line. Sweet Lou leaves his feet, fouls him. So Jarrett Jack draws 3 free throws. So for the second time in a minute and 13 seconds, former Raptor guards are going to the line to shoot 3 free throws. And Jack, of course, nails all of them. That gave the Nets a double-digit lead, 84-74. All right, so a little Raptor highlight here, 10-03. The only Raptor that's really playing better than, playing well, really, is T. Ross. And T. Ross comes down the right side. He makes a nice move, gets all the way through the paint, and flips up a little reverse layup off high glass with the right hand. Really nice play there. But no chance to celebrate because Bojan Bogdanovic from the left wing triples, and the lead is pushed to 11. So 9:27 mark, though. T. Ross doing his best to keep us in it. He answers Bojan Bogdanovic with a step-back 3-ball. With the step-back deep 2. So Raptors Keeping it in single digits, 6:05 mark, Kyle Lowry. With a shot from three, he comes up with nothing but air. The Nets swing it the other way, and they get it to Bojan Bogdanovic, who seems to have found the range, and he puts up a three ball and drains it. And with that, the ball game, he takes one tap on the nail to close this game and put it in the coffin. Nets were up 16, 98-82. But exactly 1 minute later, 5:05 mark, Bogdanovic yet again striking from deep for the three ball. And that put the Nets up 19, 101-82. And that fully ices the game. DeMar DeRozan taking exception to Bogdanovic with 1 minute to go. He gets tossed from the game for a flagrant two, knocking over Bogdanovic, and doesn't even look back, just puts one hand up and walks to the dressing room. He knew what was coming. A little frustration there from DeMar, and I don't like to see that, to be honest. I don't care if you're frustrated. I don't know why you got to knock someone down who just because he drained a couple of three balls on you. So pretty weak. Pretty weak ending to a very weak game for DeMar. He played poorly as far as his status goes. You know, this was not the output that we're used to seeing from DeMar. And I'm going to get to the box score, and we'll get even more detailed on how poor of a performance that was. So first of all, let's get to the Nets. Former Raptors Jarrett Jack and Allen Anderson combining for 46 points. Jack with 24 and Allen Anderson with 22. So again, Jarrett Jack and also 6 dimes, breaking Lowry off some badly. I mean, that's who he's matched up against. He played 36 minutes. Kyle played 36 minutes. All right, 24 points. Let's look at Kyle's line. 13 points, 5 of 13 from the field. Jarrett Jack, 9 of 13 from the field. Lowry did have 10 dimes, though. I'm going to give it to him for 10 dimes, but this is just not the output that's going to win us ball games. And then he wasn't the only guard that stunk it up. Let's go with DeMar DeRozan. 5 of 13 from the field, just 13 points. He did have 6 dimes as well. And the real stinker on this one, unbelievable, was Lou Williams. 1 for 11. 1 for 11. I think he was 1 for 12 or 1 for 13 last game. So just having an incredibly tough outing. And then just overall as a team, check this out. Raptors losing in pretty much every category. They lose in field goal percentage. 3-point percentage, check this out. 10 of 33, the Raptors, for 30%. The Nets, 9 of 19. So they make one less field goal in 14 less, or one less 3-pointer in 14 less attempts. And then this free throw one is super painful as well. Raptors only get to the line 18 times. Hit 13 of them for 72%. The Nets, 20 of 23. I mean, that's how you win ball games. And get this, the Raptors with only 9 turnovers, but 4 of them to the All-Star, Kyle Lowry. I mean, Kyle, what is going on, bro? And I love you, man. I don't want to be doing this. This is the Raptors Abroad podcast, so I got to break this stuff down. And what I'm seeing right now is Kyle not playing well. And Grevis, too. Grevis really had a tough one. 2 of 5, so it doesn't show up that much, but minus 21 on the floor. Just 5 points for him, 1 assist. So he really disappeared there. And again, I mean, the Raptor bigs, so I'm going to say this all the time now, they played well. You got JV, Amir Johnson giving us good minutes. Even Hansbrough comes in and gives us okay minutes. Tupat did well, 11 points and 8 rebounds. You know, Jonas had 9 points and 10 rebounds, but he's only 3 of 5. I mean, what's he supposed to do with only 5 shots? And I'm going to put that down to the guards. I mean, you guys got to get him the ball. He's fighting for position. Amir Johnson, 4 of 4. And by the way, both Jonas and Amir in the top 5 in the league in field goal percentage. So let's give them some more look, shall we? I mean, I realize that part of the reason their percentage is so high is because they don't take that many attempts. But, so let's let their percentage drop a few points and give them 7 or 8 shots a game. How about that? Maybe 10 shots a game. I don't know, tough one there. So the Raptors' only real bright spot was T. Ross as far as the guard position goes. He was 9 of 16, 23 points for him. So nice work from the boss, T. Ross. But I don't know, man. I don't know. Got to get this back in order, coaches. I'm going to put this down to the coaches, because it's the sets are looking terrible out there. It's looking like some one-on-one offense, not really running any set plays, just kind of moving the ball and hoping for openings. And this is not what got the Raptors into elite team status. And right now, thankfully, the Wizards have been stinking it up as well. They've lost four in a row. I mean, they lost to Atlanta last night, so let's not give them too much grief. And so the Raptors able to stay two games ahead of them and alone in second place in the East. But that's not going to last, because we've got the Bulls, who have also been struggling. They lost three in a row, so they're definitely helping out the Raptors. The Bulls now tied with the Cavaliers. So Cavaliers have come all the way back. They've won 11 straight. They're at 30-20. They're just three wins behind the Raptors. And Atlanta looking like they've got this Eastern Conference title next to locked up. So Raptors really going to be a big battle here for second, third, and fourth spot. And even the Bucks now, after beating the Raptors, they're at 27-22. So spots 2-6 are really tightening up. And it could be an interesting race going forward. And, you know, that was a big win for the Nets as well. The Nets just a half game out of the eighth spot behind the Miami Heat. So they needed that W. The Raptors doing all kinds of favors for the Eastern Conference with these back-to-back horrendous losses. Yikes. All right, that's it for this Raptors Abroad podcast. Raptors will be hosting who? The Los Angeles Clippers on Friday, which normally is a nightmare, but luckily the Clippers will be playing the Cavaliers the night before, so maybe they'll be a little bit tired. And it doesn't get any easier. The Raptors will be hosting the San Antonio Spurs on Sunday. So, even though the Raptors got a five-game homestand, not exactly the easiest games. And when you don't win the ones that you're supposed to win, it's going to make it even harder. All right, thanks for checking out this Raptors Abroad podcast. Welcome to all the new listeners. There's like 30 every episode now, which is super cool. So mad love to all you guys from around the globe. Got peeps from Argentina now. I think it's just one guy, actually, but I got someone in China. Got my Kiwis representing. And all you people in Cali. I don't know who you are. Must be a lot of Canadians in there, but you people in Cali are eating this up. So biggest love to you guys. And that's it, folks. I will be back with you Saturday. Hopefully in a little bit better of a mood. Thanks for checking it out. Peace.